With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is optimistic about the prospects of a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office. That's after 2 days of talks wrapped up in Doha with an agreement to continue negotiations next week. Hamas reportedly not enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Meanwhile, tensions remain high as the United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Pakistan's health ministry says it has identified its first case of mpox this year. This comes just days after the World Health Organization declared the spread of mpox a global health emergency.
Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Dow ahead 120 points, the Nasdaq adding 71. Now, this is SRN News. A warning about religious freedom abroad.
Foreign governments are spreading lies about Christians as a pretext to restricting their rights, so says the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Its latest report adds that, quote, government misinformation or disinformation can increase the risk of violence that targets religious minorities. The commission says the regimes of China, India, and Russia are three of the worst purveyors of religious disinformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' parental rights campaign will feature in his state's local elections. The Republican has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties this cycle. He's targeted 14 incumbent members he wants voted out. It's part of his agenda to counter woke ideology in public schools and to allow parents more control over what kinds of material their kids are exposed to in class. This is SRN News. Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will continue to live with less water next year from the Colorado River.
It's happening after the U.S. government announced water cuts preserving the status quo. Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
Notre Dame suspending its men's swimming program for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions. Starbucks' incoming CEO could make in excess of $100 million in his first year. Brian Nickel previously turned around Taco Bell and Chipotle. More details at SRNNews.com.